Mean-eyed cat, I've got 9 lives and nothing to lose.
Keke and Okada ban and how it affects work life. A bill was passed in 2013 during the Babatunde Rajafashola administration concerning the Keke and Okada ban in Lagos State, and it was finally put into effect 2020 on the 3rd of February. But it is said to be a partial implementation. Its effect only takes place in 6 LGAs, that is local government areas, and on major roads and highways, because the Kekes and Okadas are said to be a risk to people in Lagos State. A few weeks ago, the Lagos State government on the 3rd of February 2020 announced a ban on Keke and Okada riders in few local government and LCD is area in Lagos State. But Lagosians are carrying it as a very big matter that is the whole of Lagos that the Keke has been banned and the Okada has been banned. Some are for the government and some are against the government. So I spoke to a few people today and here is what they have to say.
Well, the reason why government banned this Okada and tricycle from plying some of this road in Lagos is purely one, because they are constituting nuisance, having all sort of kind of accident, and many people are dying or wounded or are in hospital, causing the Lagos State government to spend unnecessary money. Two, that a lot of problems are coming out of this. A lot of theft, armed robbery, and increasing problem of insecurity, that we are not sure of those that are pumping into Lagos and riding Okada. And so the government is weary of this, and every one of us living in Lagos, we have to be careful and be prepared to be guided instead of leaving ourselves into insecurity. And government was reason with us, and that's why the government bounded it. Also, the areas that were bounded are listed above. Lagos Ibadan Expressway, that is very difficult for Okada to ply. Apapa Oshodi Oworo Soki, Lagos Ikorodu Express, Lagos Abeokuta Express, Babangida Boulevard, that is Third Mainland Bridge, Etios Lekki Epe Express, Badagry Express, Funsho Williams Express, that's Western Avenue, Agege Motor Road, and many others. All those highways, they are bounded purely because it is accident prone, and a lot of accidents from the statistic and the research that government has conducted, they found out that a lot of accidents happened through that place. Where many people died, many are wounded and in the hospital. That is the reason why government bounded the Okada and tricycle in Lagos.
Well, my take on the Keke and Okada ban is a very simple thing. Well, we understand in some cases why the government would want to ban them, but I would say regulate rather than ban. In areas where you know people cannot go from point A to point B without needing the services of the Keke. And apart from that, incomes have been taken away from a lot of people. A lot of people use this as their livelihood. Yes, a lot of the Okada riders may not be well trained. They might be ill behaved. They might not know all the traffic rules. But you cannot use the bad eggs to judge everyone. So in saying that, I would say the government would rather regulate. Yes, some certain kind of bikes cannot be on the highway. So what about the guys who came out to do legitimate business, like the pay ride services? I don't want to name any names because of free adverts. So we'll just say the guys who render services that people pay for, Okada. Those guys actually came out, but what we're hearing is something got wrong along the way, whereby they are a registered company, but they are not licensed to operate that service. So that's why they're included in the ban. But people like that, they've actually provided jobs for people. They've trained people, and at least they have a database of these individuals who are riding these bikes, unlike the other bikes. And some people might also look at the Okada and the Keke guys as social hazards, security hazards, because a lot of them come from a certain part of the city and certain parts of the country, sorry. And a lot of people are looking at the insurgency in that part of the country and people are getting scared. But that's withstanding. Before you bring a policy like this, yes, they said it was passed in 2012, if my history is correct, and they are just implementing it in 2020. And you come out to make a ban and say, at so and so day, okadas and kekes are going to be banned, and you've not proffered real solutions. And you're giving these guys 1 week to get out of business. People have used this to send themselves to school. They've provided for their households from this. So looking at all this, you cannot just come out and give them 1 week to move out away. What are the alternatives? The Lagos State government says they brought out 6 boats. For goodness sake, what's 6 boats going to do for 20 million people? The train service that they started building God knows how many years ago is still not operational. The roads have gotten worse in those areas in which they're planning to build the railway. How many buses are there for the BRT that can serve people? And another question a lot of people are not asking, you are banning this, banning that. When was the last time an actual new road was built in Lagos State? Please, food for thought. Thank you.
I want to talk about the Okada and the kidnapped riders that were stopped by the Lagos State government. I think it's a good development in the sense that it will reduce accidents, killings, even the way they misbehave on the road. Because we find out that most of these Okadas riders, some of them are being used by armed robbers, attacking people, robbing on the highways, and even in some estates, once it is night, even at times daylight robbery is carried out to these Okada riders. So I think it's a welcome idea. And also, you should not just think that it's going to affect our economy because it's reduced. They didn't stop them outrightly. They only stopped them on the major routes, which I can regard as high-risk area, such as the major highways, the bridges. So it's a welcome idea for me. And for the state, I think, as a whole. We can be using Okada and APEP on the interlands so that they will bring people out from the areas where there's no good roads or where we don't have vehicles, commercial vehicles plying. But once they bring them out, the people can join the buses or take Uber or take whatever, any other form of transportation. And it will even bring sanity to our roads. You can see now that the roads looks more neater and easier for people to move around. And we should also know that these Okada people, Okada riders, and Keke Napep or Maru or whatever they are called, they don't even obey traffic rules. You see them crossing the roads when the light says stop. You still find them driving on the road. And not only that, most of the time you see them driving against the traffic, facing oncoming vehicles, knocking people down. The pedestrians are not even that, are not sure that Okada can even take the other, take the wrong route. Where pedestrians want to pass, you see them struggling. They will park at the major junctions, causing traffic. So, to me, it's a good idea, and it should be limited to roads that are not high-risk areas.
Commercial tricycles, otherwise known as Keke Napep, and how it affects work life of everyday Nigerian. I believe the government has taken a bold step by banning these commercial bikes and tricycles off some designated local government of Lagos State. And why I've said that is because most of these riders do not obey the laws, the traffic laws of the state. But my take is that most of the accidents have led to either amputation of the leg, physical disabilities, permanent or temporary disability, even as far as death. I believe there's no I just don't see any reason why someone that wants a bike to actually take it from location A to location B would see that as like government policy then, as against the debts and the permanent disability they've given. I mean, they've rendered most Nigerians. It's what it is. I can remember when I was, as way back at my primary school, up to secondary school, there were no commercial bikes or tricycles. And we used to get around from point A to point B. I used to do summer lessons, and I used to get on the bus, walk to where we have to get your public transport, get onto the bus, get to the next stop, and if I have to work to another stop to get a bus, then we do that. I mean, it's generally the same thing. I mean, things have not really changed. So I think it's just the matter of time people who adjust. That's not to say that government should not regulate the whole system. I think even if just normal riders, I think the government should have a system where the proper testing has been done before you can actually put in a bike, be it private or commercial, or a tricycle, be it private or commercial. And then even to cars as well, that, I mean, there should be proper testing. Want you to be able to just get up today or tomorrow, pick up a bike and bang on the road and start riding and picking up people to make there should be a proper way to test people should be able to go for a test, but like what you normally apply, that you do like a theory test to show that you know the road signs, you know what the signs mean, markings, are you need to stay in your lanes, all the signs, you need to know all that. And what we do, it just a theoretical test where they actually go with a professional or government certified professional that will see if they actually are capable to actually handle the bike on the road. And I think it shouldn't be cheap to just be able to get into driving a bike, a tricycle or a car. It should be expensive because when it's expensive, then you have no choice than to understand what it is to have a car on the road or a bike on the road, tricycle on the road. You probably know the road signs, the road the signages and the rules of what to do, how to keep a lane, how to maneuver, how to speed. You know, I mean, if it's really expensive and you go through this test and you fail a couple of times and you understand what it is, most likely you probably know what it is and you keep to it. So in summary, my take is that it's a welcome development that government has done the ban. It's a bit harsh on the everyday Nigerian, but I think it's what that needs to be done.
I feel like the government did not really consider the commuters of Lagos before implementing, like, setting local governments in Lagos for their movements. And we would think that because of Okadas and Keke Napeps, that they're always causing traffic, that they never obey traffic laws and their irregularities, like driving, in the sense of driving. But traffic has tripled in Lagos. And you wonder, where is it coming from? The downfall drivers are also crazy people. Okay, our governor said one of the reasons is because of the rate of accidents they cause, that they never follow rules and there's no proper structure in place for them. One of the reasons of the ban. And I say, okay, what of downfall drivers? They also never follow rules. They always create their own lane while driving. They pass one way. What are you using to check those people? Oh, you're afraid of them, right? We should consider alternatives before just waking up one morning and say Okadas and Keke Napep should not pass one time. Me, I even feel that if there was an alternative for Maras, all those mini buses that look like they call them mini downfall, those tiny buses. So as you say, okay, Keke Napep shouldn't pass this area, you deploy those buses, at least you deploy like 50 to each of those stations or local government areas. It would even be nice, at least people won't be stranded. You can commute very easily. You won't even feel that you can't find Napep anywhere you are. That's just my own opinion. I feel that they should have created alternative before the ban.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.